Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Last time on The Laundry Hour, we finished our short series of Elizabeth Elliot's book, Let Me Be a Woman. I talked about what is marriage and how does it work, looking at marriage as a dynamic union, a mirror of ourselves, and a vocation, an actual job that we can work at and succeed at. That marriage works great when we accept the divine order of authority and submission. Marriage works great when we accept the purpose of sex, loyalty, and pride, good pride in being your husband's wife, and a love that is self-giving, sacrificial, and others-focused. I hope that you're really encouraged by last week's episode. I know it was a little longer than typical, but I know that that's something that I need to work on. It's very easy to stop working on your marriage, I think, when you have kids, because they're the ones right in front of you, needing you every second of every moment, it seems. And your husband needs you too. You're his hope. And God has designed you to first be with him. Well, first be with God, but second to be with your husband, and then third to be with your children. Just remember that it's important that we do marriage right, not only because we get to enjoy the benefits, but that we have an opportunity to reflect God. And we want to reflect him correctly, where we, as the wise, are looking like the church does with Christ. That we are submitted, that we are following, that we are respecting, that we're loving, that we're serving. And that leads me to today. I had no idea what I was going to talk about, but I think it's really cool that I started reading that book and trying to pursue just essentially the season that I'm in right now and say, okay, I'm right here. How does God want me to be faithful in it and grow in these things, grow in the knowledge of myself and the knowledge of him? And I listened to podcasts, and one of them this week, so cool, such a God thing. It is the More to Be podcast by Eliza, I think that's how you pronounce it, Pulliam. She is the author of Unblinded Faith, and episodes 200 and 201 are about becoming the woman God intended. There's a part one and a part two, and it's a look at Proverbs 31. Now, Proverbs 31 is very interesting. I actually did an episode about Proverbs 31 in the first season. So I'm feeling like it's episode like 6 or 7. I'm not really sure. But I think it's really interesting because sometimes people get really discouraged looking at Proverbs 31. Like, oh my gosh, she does so much. I can't do hardly anything like that. Then there are certain people that look at it and are like, that was her. We have different standards and things like that. So they kind of dismiss the wisdom in that chapter. And then I think there are some people that look at it from the perspective of this is a praise to the wife for doing all of the things that you do for the home. There are some people that believe that the Proverbs 31 woman was not a real woman, but just an idea. I know that as you look at the chapter, it is written from the mother to the son. Like, this is a woman that you should look for. So in some ways, it's kind of like a goal to attain to. But really, our goal is Jesus. And Jesus is perfect. And we're never going to attain to that. And I don't want to say that the Proverbs 31 woman is perfect. But it kind of looks like she's kind of perfect, right? She wakes up early to cook breakfast. She works late into the evening. She's making sure her home is taken care of. She does things out in like the marketplace. Like, she leaves nothing unturned, unchecked. She is taking care of everybody. And then there's like a verse where she takes care of her own stuff. And she makes sure she has on nice clothes. And so it's just interesting. Like, you are perfect, woman. How do I live up to that? But again, if Jesus is our standard, we could feel the same way. You are perfect, Jesus. How do I live up to that? Our goal is to live up to it with him, not apart from him. I think the thing that encouraged me the most when I listened to this podcast, they were talking about, if you look at the beginning of the portion about the Proverbs 31 woman, that she is trustworthy and that she brings her husband good because of her trustworthiness, that she's a woman of integrity. And as she's doing things in her home and out in the world, people are like, oh yeah, Bill's wife, yep, she's a good one, you know, and that gives Bill some reputation because his wife's a good wife. And they brought in Philippians 1:6, and that verse is a promise that God will continue what he started in us. So we can look at Proverbs 31 and allow Satan to condemn us because we are not perfect. Or we can look at Proverbs 31 as well as the example of Jesus and say, wow, God, you have intended me for something great. I cannot do it on my own. I will not do it on my own. I need you to do it in me. And I know that you will continue that work, whether it's making me love housework, or whether it's making me into a submissive wife, whether it is making me a woman that will get up early and stay up late to take care of others. Whatever it is, I know that you will continue the work that you started in me. And that is always encouraging. So if you've ever felt discouraged by reading Proverbs 31, read it with Philippians 1:6 right at your side. So I wanted to start today, even though I kind of already started, with a banana pancake story. So I have been trying to make homemade things, and I've made some banana pancakes. So super simple. 2 smashed bananas, 2 eggs, like a 1/8 of baking soda, 1/8 of cinnamon. Whisk it all together, put some coconut oil in your nonstick pan, put your batter basically in there. They're very sensitive, so like just, you know, pick them up real easy and flip it over. Tastes really sweet because of the banana. You don't need like any sweetener or anything like that. Tastes really good. I planned already to make those yesterday morning, and I didn't get up. Like, I got up at the right time, but then I was just being lazy, and I knew I should have cooked breakfast, and then my husband asked for it, and I was like, oh, okay, so now I gotta kind of sort of rush. And like I said, they're really finicky, so they didn't come out too well, and I felt really bad because my husband's about to go to work. I know he's gonna be hungry, and I was lazy and stuff. And I went out and gave him a hug, and I was just like, I want to do right by you. And I got a little teary-eyed, and it was just really interesting how that happened, because like, this is my job, you know, like it's my actual vocation to serve and love my husband. Yes, silly little thing, but I was thinking about myself. I didn't want to get up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was already awake, but I was just like, I think sitting on my phone too. So it was just a really interesting moment, because right when I started finishing breakfast, I started the podcast, and the first verse almost was, she wakes up before the sunrise and makes breakfast for her family. And I was like, yeah. Okay, yeah, I think that was clear. So this morning I woke up, got out of bed, got in that kitchen. I made full pancakes, eggs, and sausage. Said, you're going to work with a full plate of breakfast, buddy. So that's a funny story, but I think it just points to, okay, like what was in my heart. I was just thinking about myself. And that's not love. So sometimes we don't live up to the standards because they're high standards. And sometimes we don't live up to the standards because we're selfish. So I'm selfish, just putting that out there in case anybody was wondering. But I think it's really cool when you look at the Proverbs 31 woman. She's preparing and planning and thinking and serving and working. She's got her mind on it all. And I think it's really interesting because I dream about grocery shopping. Like, I love making our lists. Like, I like thinking about what to cook. Like, how do I cook healthy? How do I stay on budget? Like, the trick of doing both of those at the same time is really exciting to me. And I understand that not everybody is going to do that. And it's kind of weird, but I like it. Like, I am currently using YouTube, I say, to get a degree in homemaking. Like, I'm looking at, like, DIY recipes or how to homemake things or how to cook things in general. Like, I'm looking at how to clean properly. Like, two of the questions that the ladies talked through a little bit was just, like, how are you made? Like, personally, what is your personality? And then, like, just what's your experience? Like, my experience, I didn't grow up cooking, cleaning. I did not do chores and stuff. And so right now I'm kind of learning how to do all of it. And so that's just where I am. Some people already knew before they became a mom, wife, homemaker person. But so just acknowledging just where's your experience and say, okay, so how do I assist myself in doing what I'm supposed to do right now? Say you knew how to cook and clean, but you're like, I don't know how to take care of kids. Okay, well then I'm sure YouTube has some stuff on that too. You know, like just thinking about what's your experience and saying, okay, God, how do I grow right now? Just like our marriage should always be dynamic, our relationship with God should always be dynamic, as well as we should always be dynamic. We should always be growing, maturing, becoming more like Jesus. And so how were you made? Like, what do you dream about grocery shopping? Is that exciting for you? If it's not, okay. Is it something that you should become excited about? Or is it something where you download an app that already makes your grocery list? If it's into your budget, you go purchase those things and you spend more time doing something else. I don't know what is going to work for you. Or maybe the Lord is like, no, I want you to fall in love with doing this because this is what I called you to do. I don't know what he's saying to you. Just those are some questions that you can sit and think through and ask the Lord and say, hey, how did you make me? And what is my experience? And now what do I do with that in the season that I'm in currently? I enjoy taking care of the needs of my home. Like, that actually excites me and I feel purposed and I enjoy accomplishing it. I used to get really sad, and I still have my moments when I do that, when I haven't served my husband well or I didn't please him, aka banana pancakes. And I'm working on how to handle it when I don't do well. So yesterday was okay, apologize and do better tomorrow. But it's interesting because we won't be perfect. And we can have pride in those days when we do well. Like, I think there's this place that I'm finding myself, and I don't fully know how to verbalize it yet, but my identity is in Christ. But becoming the woman that you've intended me to be, being a woman, let me be a woman, let me be this wife, this mother, this homemaker, okay. You've intended me to do this. You've intended me to be this. This is my identity. But if I fail at those things, that doesn't make me a failure. Like, I am still covered by your blood, Jesus. And so this interesting place of my identities in Christ, but me as a woman, me as the woman you've intended me to be, that is this wife, this mother, this homemaker, is also who I am. Covered in Jesus. I hope you're kind of tracking with me, because like I said, I still haven't got the words to fully verbalize that, but who knows, maybe you'll hear me continue talking about it over the next couple of weeks. But some other things that I was really encouraged vibe while I listened to both of those episodes was just as you look at like the structure of the chapter, she takes care of her home and she makes sure every need of the household is taken care of, her family is taken care of, and then she goes out beyond her family and takes care of the poor, or takes care of the church, or does work outside of the home or something. When my husband and I got married, as well as like just looking at other people in ministry and having families, we're like, there has to be a way to do ministry and have a family where one is not forsaken over the other. How do people do that properly, God? And I think that the principle is right there. You make sure that the needs of your household are taken care of, and then you go home, out. Like, the plan is always to go out, but to go out, the family has to be taken care of, you know? And just thinking about that, like, obviously that physically means, like, we have food or this or that. And there may be moments where the Lord might be asking you to do something else. You know, trust me, as you, as a family, go out together and do this thing that I've called you to do. So hear me say that God does things as he asks you to live in faith. But I think if our mind is focused on taking care of our home and specifically planning to go take care of not the world, but the people around us that he's given us, everyone will be taken care of. And it's interesting, right? Like, as the mother, as the wife, as the church, we are the ones to take care of others. What a job. I think it's a good job. Yeah, caretakers have a lot of work to do. And sometimes the people they take care of can't say thank you. I'm reminded of what Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. As well as, he says, unfortunately I can't specifically quote the passage right now because it's just coming to my mind. But Jesus says, you know, when you're having a dinner party, invite the people that can't pay you back. Don't invite the people that can pay you back. Why? Invite the people that are poor and that cannot offer you something in return, because that's love. As well as, you know, why would you love someone who loves you? That's easy. And plus, unrighteous people do the same thing, but loving people, loving your enemies, that's hard. That it's more like Jesus to love people that don't love you and cannot repay you back. Because guess what? We did not love him, and we certainly cannot pay him back for what he did for us. So it is very easy to say, man, I'm taking care of everybody and no one is saying thank you, and it's hard, and I just want someone to take care of me. And I pray that your husband is noticing that and will take care of you, because it's his job as Christ, who will love you like the church and nourish you and cherish you. But I hope also that we will find great purpose and strength in how we care for those who can't and won't care for us back, just like Jesus. Also, continuing, they talked about just take care of your household, and sometimes that also means the finances. I don't know if you are the budgeter or not, but I think, like, in our home, we talk about the budget together, where I think of, like, budget, I think of, all right, here are my budget for, like, groceries and stuff. But also thinking about, okay, what is our goal with our money right now? And I think we've been having a hard time because we've been trying to do everything, and it's just been so confusing. Like everything in the sense of we want a home, we want to save, we want retirement, we want to get out of debt, and it's just like blah, 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 and everything's allocated in different ways, and so we're not accomplishing anything. Got too much, you can't do everything. And so now we are headstrong into the home category, and I think that is so helpful, at least just for us. This is just speaking to us, but I think that's so helpful. And so how can I help, as well as budgeting, household finances, just keeping us intentionally focused on the goal and the mission of the family? If you listen to the Homes of Grace series, one of the questions was, you know, what is the mission of your family? You know, like, what is your family's life first? I think that was the other way I asked that question. I'm not really sure, but whatever your husband, as the leader that gives the mission, because we are to submit to that mission, submission. Okay, he's like, we're going for the house. All right, we're going for the house. How can I help that goal? That is my gift to our home right now. So just kind of what I'm thinking, and how can I be profitable in all of those things, whether that means profitable financially or profitable eternally, profitable with time, that the time that I have put in was a good investment, the money that we've put into something was a good investment, the food that we put into our body, good investment, all of those things, is that profitable? A way to think of things. I enjoy the way that this is kind of how my brain is thinking. I used to think, okay, I've only been married 3 years, but I used to think that it was impossible for me to change. Like, for me to begin to think of my husband more than myself, for me to, I don't know, cook well, or, and I mean, granted, I'm not doing that necessarily either, but the point of the story is I used to think it was impossible, that I was never going to be able to change, and I don't know what to say, like, after, you know, trying and praying, and there were even moments where I was just like, God, I don't even know what to do, like, every time I try to fix it, I still mess up, but I think in that moment, like, he noticed my heart, and I don't know, he changed it, where I desire now to do the things I didn't want to do prior. Like, he changed my heart. So similar to if Proverbs 31 always used to discourage you, and you keep Philippians 1:6 at the side, I want to close today. If you're just like, Jamie, whatever, like, I am not going to be excited about homemaking, golly, or I cannot be the submissive wife, or whatever is your I cannot right now, I just want to say that Philippians 1:6 is true. Like, God will continue the work he started in you. If you are intent about that with him, he is intent about that with you. Like, it's a promise. The God that makes promises and an oath by his own name will accomplish that in your life. That is a promise. He keeps his promises. So I don't know if you were discouraged, but I hope that you are so encouraged today to know that God will keep his promises, and he will continue every good thing that he started in you to the day of Jesus Christ. That means there's a lot of good growth coming your way. Whether that is trying to figure out who you are as a woman, as a wife, as a mom, as a homemaker, as a whatever else he has called you to be, I pray that we will become the women that God intended. Can I pray over you? Father, thank you. Thank you that you created us, that you love us, that you called us to yourself, that you're with us, that you are faithful and you keep your promises, that we can trust that you will continue what you started in us, even when it seems like there is no hope. And we keep trying and we keep failing and we cannot live up to the standard that is the Proverbs 31 woman or to Jesus. But we know that in you, we are covered by your blood and we work from a place of love, not for a place of love. And if we're trying to accomplish the Proverbs 31 woman so that people would love us, no, we will always fail and it will always be hard. But if we know that we are loved by you, we are loved by our husbands, we are loved by our children, and so we do the things of the Proverbs 31 woman to love them because we are loved. That's a different thing. There is joy in that. There is no condemnation in that place. And so I thank you that you truly are a God that transforms hearts and minds. I don't even know what else to say. I'm really grateful. And I pray that we would all begin to experience the life-changing power that is in you, Jesus Christ. In your name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you've got to have it, please write a review. I would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, please tune in next week. And we will just continue on this journey of who we are as women, wives, mothers, homemakers, and how to handle just kind of what's going on. I think I know what we're going to talk about. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with our emotional health. So at church, we are currently going through Emotional Healthy Spirituality. It's a series. And so far, it's been really cool to dig in and try and figure out who I am and what's going on inside of me. And I think that is kind of what's already happening in this, who am I as this woman, as this wife, as this mother, and how do I grow? So I'm excited. We'll talk about some emotional health next week. So I look forward to having you. Until then, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.